Oh, Portland. The time is 5:58, coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
One of the great challenges in helping local folks who are homeless, they may be camping out, living in a car, sleeping on a friend's couch, or some other transient arrangement, is to make regular contact with them. In episode 3 of Local Folks Podcast, Helping the Homeless, Alita, the president of the Corvallis Daytime Drop-In Center, talks about how they reach out to the homeless to provide needed services. You can find Local Folks at KBOO.FM. Go to audio, podcasts, and click on Local Folks.
KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. We hope to see y'all there.
One of the great challenges in helping local folks who are homeless, they may be camping out, living in a car, sleeping on a friend's couch, or some other transient arrangement, is to make regular contact with them. In episode 3 of Local Folks Podcast, Helping the Homeless, Alita, the president of the Corvallis Daytime Drop-In Center, talks about how they reach out to the homeless to provide needed services. You can find Local Folks at KBOO.FM. Go to audio, podcasts, and click on Local Folks.
KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. We hope to see y'all there.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Hello, hello, you're listening to Rose City Native Radio. We've got another great show for you today. Music, poetry, and more coming up. All kinds of fun things. Starting off the show. This is Frank Wallen with White War here on KBOO Portland.
We have never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying from the 7th Cavalry's bullets, or if you're dying from induced poverty and racism, class systems and sex systems, all right, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty, all right, or someone has come in now in the name of maximizing their profit, and they're getting you to work in the mines, the uranium mines, and you're dying from lung cancer, and you're dying from the cancers and the diseases that come out of that. You're dying. It's the same as the bullet killing you, and I see it all as a war.
Songs that my people sing make me feel like I ain't gotta worry about a thing. The balance swings, everyone treated like a king. Remember Mother Earth and the teachings that she brings. Rewind back, you'll find that it's all related. It reminds that with purpose we're all created, but that's debated, distorted by those who hate it on our beliefs, cause we believed all things were sacred. The long awaited 7th generation feels the pain. Uranium drained from our black hills. Let it rain, genocide
side won't pay the bills. I feel the shame, suicidal thoughts give me chills. I can't escape it, warming up with the smallpox blanket. While I see my mother get abused, I'm accused of a rebel, cause I don't dance with the devil. I got these reservation blues. I bet their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we stand it strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't think about what you don't fight for. Hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we stand it strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't think about people you don't fight for. Chaotic love planted in psychotic mud. A rose from Rosebud, who rolls from haunted clubs. Hooked on phonics, beating on my sonic drum. Addicted to my demons and my melancholic drug. Self-hate on my sleeve, self-destruction on my mind. Alone in this house I built with my beats constructed rhymes. I'm not allowed to leave until I deconstruct my mind. Historical trauma, got my spirit stuck in time. Manifest destiny, arrested all that is left for me. I used to be free in this land, but now I'm a refugee. In the name of progress, president ordered the death of me. Shout out Dakota 38, I pray that you're blessing me. Resistance is natural, ancestral energies guide us in survival, decolonize memories. Apologies will never make amends for your colonies. America, you will give us our sovereignty. Their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. When they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for.
Wars never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, my ghosts make you hear it. Genocide never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of truth, their lies make you fear it. Way of life never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, my ghosts make you hear it. Revolution never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of hope, hoping my people hear it.
And in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. But it's a disease. It lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
I'm a stranger in your town. All your white men's roads lead upward, all the Indians leading down. And the dark seas flow around.
Tribal sovereignty means that, it's sovereignty. It's, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities. Sovereign entities. Sovereign entities. Sovereign entities.
Got to be some dark room and open up your life. You can fill up your prisons and knocking by the doors. But for everyone you lock up, there'll be a thousand more. I'm an Indian, I'm an alien, I'm a stranger in this town. Your white man shows lead upward, and all eyes lead us down. I'm an Indian, I'm an alien, I'm a stranger in your town. Your white man shows lead upward, and all eyes lead us, they lead us down. Freedom bound. I'm an Indian, I'm an alien, I'm a stranger in this town. The white man should lead upward, and all eyes lead us down. I'm an Indian, I'm an alien, I'm a stranger in your town. The white man should lead upward, and all eyes lead us, and all eyes.
That was Blackfire with Indian Alien, and starting off the show was Frank Wallen with White War. Coming up next, this is Ray Zaragoza with Crazy Eyes here on Rose City Native Radio.
Lips are lips, listening to my hips. Back and forth, wanting more. Play that record forever and ever. Lay me down, round and round and round. Soft lips, crazy eyes. A twisted lullaby with sigh. I
I'm trying to get you to hear me. Oh, red dress at the funeral. I see her mourn at the weddings. Oh, white flag wouldn't get you far. She already made a killing.
That was Kurin with Red Dress, and before that, Ray Zaragoza with Crazy Eyes. Stay tuned, we got more music coming up for you.
Standing by the door.
That was Chief Rock with Sacred Gifts Song, and before that, Boogie the Beat with Young Drummer. Coming up next, a personal favorite of mine, this is Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors here on Rose City Native Radio, KBOO Portland.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you guys a little story about the House of Warriors. We ain't the people of the copper shield, but I'll break it down the enemy. You know the deal, this ain't a kill shot, just to show you how it feels. This for peace with ourselves, man. We trying to heal.
Hey, yo, hold on, hold on, tribes. If you're gonna break it down for everybody, then you gotta break it down right.
Yeah. We the people of the snow, man. I gotta do the breaking copper on the enemy to find my serenity for the people that depend on me. To tell it like it is without sacrificing kosher. Power to the people, live long and prosper. Yeah, live long and prosper. Put up a copper shield for the million man roster. That said, I ain't a killer, but a black snake stopper. Red, a student of creation, I'm the young grasshopper. Put a fist to the sky now. Now bounce, bounce. Guatilabalagulas, how it's pronounced. Cause my people had enough, I can see them waking up. Caffeinated, educated with the seventh. They said you can have it. We're taking back a culture. They said you can have it. We're taking our identity. I'm bitch, I ain't asking. We'll take it all back while we at it. Cause you know that we them killer bees, savages, red skin bandits. I like my bread white, but I'm still about my panic. With a tribe I can manage, and I'm taking full advantage of this picture perfect plan, man. And only I'd planned it. I got my support with my people in my corner in the fight of our lives, where we gotta push forward with the cousins from the island who were meant to feel like foreigners. Alarm clocks buzzing, it's the rise of the warriors.
I'm a Cancer born in June, how? I'm child of the moonlight, how? Raised without a silver spoon, now I'm the rose from the concrete that bloomed, how? Yeah, it's honor over wealth at the House of Warriors, man, that's how we stay victorious. A habitat on the world is glorious when we sweat and reach euphoria that'll heal our woes, yeah. We get no love and more hate. We've been warriors way before Golden State. Right out the gate, we don't get a clean slate, cause I have traits of those who died before the flag. In Canada, pride cometh before the fall. It's all for one and one for all. We do it for the long haul. Like a totem pole, we stand tall. Cause why?
Now we're here to stay, fighting through the pain. Coming out to play.
Where?
At the House of Warrior. Ooh,
right.
At the House of Warrior.
Spiral, spinning in a flame pit, I'm a pyro. Sound in hands, we gone viral. In this round dance, native style. River current converging to electro, that's my hydro. Red boy, sad boy, welcome to my road. We up on the high road, red road, going red mode on a high note. Coming under my throat, chakra boost, type of you, I'm a coyote. We shape shift into a bird and fly out. This flame, the spirit never dies out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. To the struggle, to the struggle. Yo, the air to my diaphragm, we're connected.
its spine roll. As my body folds, I stand corrected, releasing energy my body holds. I am protected. We can be servant to the land, so the land's respected. Take matter into our own hands from what man infected. Mind switching it up like we ambidextrous. We address the false sense when my bounce flexes, because changing the world is on our microphone checklist. I am home, check this. Home of the homophobe, racist, and sexist. Oppressive behavior detected. Bird's eye of a frog is what my family crest is. Spirit is something that we all should not mess with. Why are two-legged still aggressive? Why are some people less festive? Why do Simney gets get arrested for giving us all their perspective when they were the children who were taken and neglected? Reclaiming of identity will soon be perfected by intergenerational survivors affected. Every life was born introspective, but industrial living became way too defective. And I swear that that's their objective. No matter which political party gets elected, honor our Mother Earth before we wreck it, and put that stain upon the silence. Samuel Beckett.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
We love to protest, man, and that fire is awakened in a lot of us. We live in a crazy time. It's beautiful. Life is a beautiful struggle.
That was Mob Bounce with Welcome to the Struggle, and before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors. Now, Mr. Yellow Horse is not joining me today. However, I do have a quick news update. So as of today, up in Hawaii at Mauna Kea, the law enforcement presence has been told to stand down. So we're going to hear a quick clip here, audio clip from the, excuse me, from the governor of Hawaii, talking about the stand down. Technology, folks, there's nothing like it. At this point, we'll just read from the Hawaii News Now article saying that announced today, the governor announced that he's pulling state law enforcement from Mauna Kea amid the ongoing standoff with the 30-meter telescope. So in a news conference today, Governor David Ige said that the pullout is temporary and was ordered after the telescope officials indicated the project would not be proceeding with construction at this time. He said law enforcement would return, but there's no firm timeline for that. Everything seems to be kind of up in the air.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us here. We have been informed that the 30-meter telescope will not be proceeding with construction at this time. So, as you all know, we're in the holidays, and so we have made a decision that we will be withdrawing our personnel so that they can enjoy the holidays with everyone else.
Can you explain to us why, in addition to just it being the holidays, there must be
more? Well, I do think that, you know, we're looking at all of the resources that are currently on Mauna Kea and trying to make prudent decisions. So we've been working with the TIO, being prepared for them beginning construction. And when we were informed that they are not going to be proceeding at this time, we thought that it would be prudent to remove state personnel and start to de-escalate and return access to Mauna Kea Access Road. As you know, we have shut Mauna Kea Access Road in order to move construction equipment up, and there will not be any construction equipment moving up at this time, so we thought that it would be prudent.
When you're saying they're not proceeding, just to be clear, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're abandoning Hawaii, or are they still planning for Mauna Kea?
No, they are not abandoning Hawaii.
Governor, our sources are telling us that TMT has grave concerns that the state was unable to allow it to proceed. It's been four times that they tried to get equipment up the Mauna since 2015. So what can you say about those concerns that the state could not provide safe access?
Certainly, I've assured them that the county and the state working together could provide safe access to the construction site. We continue to work with the project, and we will be prepared. When they are prepared to start construction, the county and the state will be prepared to provide access.
And what does that mean that TMT is not ready to proceed at this time? Why and when will they be ready to proceed?
I think you need to direct that question to TMT.
How many state personnel are guarding the access road right now?
We can get you that number. I think it's...
We actually don't disclose operational details.
I mean, we can count the vehicles.
Sure.
Does the winter have anything to do with this?
Certainly, that's a big part of it, right? I mean, it is winter. We've had personnel deployed on site for all of this time. And so we definitely believe that.
Is this a gesture toward the protesters so that maybe the kupuna won't be cold?
Well, we certainly hope that they'll, move off the mountain as well. You know, we are working with Hawaii County to provide... reopen the road and provide access to everyone.
Governor, in your message, you had said that it is our understanding that Hawaii County will give protesters time to remove unauthorized structures and materials before undertaking its own clearance procedures. So does that mean they need to remove their things or face some sort of action from state or county?
You know, we certainly will be working with Hawaii County to restore access to Mauna Kea Access Road for the general public. As you know, there are lots of activity that have been restricted during this period of time, and we are working with the county to restore public access for the many people who have accessed the summit or in the past.
What happens if they don't remove the campsite?
You know, we will be working with the county. The specific timeline is not determined. You know, we are being prudent. We certainly would encourage the protesters to remove their equipment, but certainly I can't speak for them.
Hasn't the Kī'ai allowed access to the mountain for astronomers?
Yes, and we intend to maintain access for astronomers, but there are other members in our community that have not been able to get access to the summit. You know, we do hope to restore normal access to the Mauna Kea summit.
Governor, specifically, who with the county gave you assurances that they would help with some sort of clearance of the campground?
You know, we've been working with Chief Ferrer and others, so talking with the mayor.
Were there any discussions or negotiations or agreements that had to be made before this with the protesters?
No, we continue to meet and talk with all stakeholders involved. You know, we talk with members of the TIO and so that we can be clear about what their desires would be. We continue to talk with protesters and other stakeholders. You know, there have been many in the community that we've reached out to and had discussions, leaders in the Native Hawaiian community, leaders in the business community and the general community that are involved or interested in the project. And so we continue to have those conversations, and we will continue to have those conversations until we can find a solution that everyone can be satisfied with.
Your memo mentions a 22-week stand down. Why that time frame?
22 weeks, I'm not sure what you're referring to. So, yeah. I'm not certain. I don't recall a specific reference to 22-week stand down. We've been up on Mauna Kea since July, and certainly we believe at this point in time it made sense for us to bring our state law enforcement home. You know, we've been working with the counties as well, so we'll be working with the county on what it means to recognize the fact that construction vehicles won't be moving at this time, and restoring public access to Mauna Kea.
Is there any idea how long the stand-on could be?
No.
When does the holiday period end? When will you resupply the personnel?
No, we will be working with the project to see when they would be ready to begin construction.
How much of a money issue is this?
Certainly the cost is an issue, but I think it's more about the notion that we are in the holiday season. We are making plans for how to best provide safe access to the construction site. We were informed that they would not be moving on construction at this point in time, and so we thought it'd be prudent that we give all law enforcement, state law enforcement personnel, as well as county law enforcement, the opportunity to scale back until the project is ready to move.
But did hitting that $15 million mark, because that was my understanding, is that what had been put into the budget, did that effectively mean that you couldn't proceed with the law enforcement actions? I mean, would you have had to, what would have had to happen if you wanted to continue? Would you have to go back to the ledge and seek an emergency appropriation?
You know, certainly I think that those issues are secondary. The primary focus is the safety and security of our community, being able to enforce the law. Certainly we would find the resources that is necessary to provide access. We believe that it would make sense for us at this point in time, based on what the project had informed us, that we would bring our people home and work with the county to restore normal public access to Mauna Kea Access Road.
You said on Monday your budget request includes some monies for law enforcement, for activities on Mauna Kea. Do you think this decision today could in any way affect those budgetary requests?
No, I think that, you know, what I had said in the budget briefing is that we are providing funds for safety and security in general, and obviously they would be applicable to the Mauna Kea situation. But we are seeing access issues crop up in dealing with state properties all around the state. So generally it's a provision that allows us to have the resources necessary for the various state agencies, you know, public safety, DLNR, Department of Transportation, other agencies that are beginning to see access issues on the state lands all across the state. So obviously those resources would be able to be used in Mauna Kea, but they also would be available for other situations should it arise.
Governor, the activists have said in the past repeatedly that they will not move if TMT doesn't move. So TMT, while it's not moving forward, isn't pulling out of Mauna Kea. So if they leave their encampment there, can they expect a sweep or any type of arrests?
You know, I really can't comment on that at this point in time. You know, we are working with Hawaii County at their request to support the activities. You know, we are removing state personnel. We're coordinating the county, reducing their personnel on Mauna Kea. And we're both working to restore regular access to Mauna Kea, and certainly we'll be working with the Hawaii County Police.
Does this holiday mark?
So that was just a long, excuse me, snippet of the press conference with the governor of Hawaii. And again, as usual, the way that it's being talked about is more, I wish I could say dancing around the subject, but in reality, it's just kind of almost flat out ignoring it, aside from very specific questions asked by the press in regards to the protectors of Mauna Kea and the camp up there. So they are continuing to talk about this like it's a minor inconvenience, when in reality, it sounds like it is quite a thorn in their side, and I hope it continues to bug them. So much love to our family out there on the Mauna, and protecting their lands. We'll see how this goes with the standoff. It seems like it's, as the governor said, it's just going to be kind of a temporary thing, but for how long, we don't know. Maybe until he can acquire the budget. Maybe people are losing interest. We will see and keep you updated as things arise. And yeah, that's it for news for now. Coming up next, here's Leonard Sumner with They Say on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio.
They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. Sometimes it hurts to be indigenous, born in this nation. Not enough to talk about decolonization. In the battles with myself, I'm continually facing. Feel the stress of the world on my shoulders, I'm fading. But I ain't going out yet, cause this is just the outset. And I ain't making change if I'm rapping about an outfit. Unless it's that camo, intelligence is ammo. Modern day warrior, just call me Rambo. Not trying to be this deceitful, cause mostly I'm peaceful, but getting sick and tired of being seen as unequal. So I'm waiting for the pitch as I'm stepping to the plate. They saying that we live, but we live in second rate. Well, they don't like the truth, so that's what I'm coming with. Repping for the youth, yup, that's who I'm running with. Don't represent a leadership or represent empowerment. Working on the ground cause I have issues with the government, who issue out apologies while sticking to the policy. More definite than probably keeping us in poverty. Wanna tell me how to live and how to react to devastation of my culture, trying to keep it intact while living on the rules of the Indian Act. Indian agents were just racist, I'm just stating the facts. They took my identity, I'm taking it back. I am a Anishinaabe, I belong to the land. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. Well, there's a lot that I carry, so much I wanna bury. Sometimes I wonder to myself, why can't I just be happy? I'm living with the memories that's running in my blood.
loaded in my bones and buried in the mud. But music is my medicine, my life is the evidence. I realized that ever since my people called it prevalent, coming from the resi res with words of intelligence. And if I wasn't hellbound, they might say I was heaven sent.
They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. No, they can't silence our
song. To thank everybody for tuning in. You just heard Wovoka by Redbone, and before that was They Say by Leonard Sumner. We will see you next week, Indian Country. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, events, and more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Until then, stay cool, Indian Country. Stay cool. Good evening, Portland. The time is 7 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 K282BH Philomath on 104.3 and K220HR Hood River on 91.8 FM.
They didn't decide how they can protect the animals or the environment or people more. Instead, they were like, well, how can we protect ourselves? And from that, they developed these protocols where prior to any large storm event, they're actually now locking all animals inside, boarding up the facilities and bolt locking them with multiple different devices so that nobody can get in and nobody can get out.
You were just listening to Elizabeth Jones, also known as Ethically